Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we've been pursuing the word nation through the scripture and the word nations. And we've been looking at some advice for the nations. This morning, we're looking in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 14 and verse number 12, where the Bible says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" The Bible declares that the weakness of the nations of earth comes from Satan, or Lucifer, and of course his dominion upon this earth and over the people of this earth. And we understand that Satan works through individuals. And as a result of that, we see the weakness of the nations. It's the devil that weakens the nations. We know from history that the greatest civilizations that have ever existed on the planet have been weakened from within. And it was not the conquering from the outside, but rather the weakening from the inside. We know about the greatest civilization next to ours, the great Roman Empire, because of commonly accepted homosexuality, because of the breakdown of the family unit and the breakdown of marriage, that the rise and fall of the Roman Empire occurred, and it occurred from within. As a matter of fact, in the book of Daniel, when Daniel saw the vision, or interpreted the vision of the king, if you'll remember in Daniel chapter 2, the feet of that multi-faceted image, the feet and the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay. And the Bible says in verse 42 of Daniel 2, "So the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken." Understand that when you look at that image in Daniel, it was a portrayal of the future and the different empires that would rise and in turn fall because of weakness on their part. Well, when it comes down to the feet, that's probably where we are today. And Western civilization as we know it is probably depicted in the feet of that image that Daniel saw or that Daniel interpreted. And one of the strengths of the Western civilization, or the major strength, has been democracy. And yet, one of the greatest weaknesses has also been democracy. Not because of people rule, but because that people are sinful, and sinful people rule. In other words, men, the weakness of democracy is when the outcome and the standards by which society is to be judged and the standards by which man is to be held, when sinful men set those standards apart from the Word of God, that becomes the clay. That becomes the earthly portion of man and the most base part of man. Now, certainly the Scripture says that it was Satan that he was cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations. But understand that Satan works in men. And the problem is when sinful men choose sinful men to represent them, to make their laws, to be their judges, and to set the standard for a society, then that nation is set for a fall. And although democracy in itself is strong, depicted by the iron, the sinfulness of man and the natural fallen state of man is depicted in the clay. And so therefore the feet that held up the entire image becomes weak and it collapses on top of itself. God help us as a nation to recognize the dangers before us. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, protect our nation. May we be one nation under God. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.